We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Nun Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. We saw already that you are allowed to give something to a non-Jew to work on before Shabbos if you set an amount that you were going to give to him as long as you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The Mechaber continues, Im Ra'ahu Osa Malachta B'Shabbos. If you saw that the non-Jew was doing the work for you on Shabbos, Im Ay Osa B'Tovas Hana, if he was doing it for free to repay you for something that you had done for him, Tzarech Lomar Lo Shelo Yasa B'Shabbos. Then you have to tell him to stop. The Rama adds, Va'afilu Im Nesanam Lo Kama Yom Lipnei Shabbos. Even if you gave it to him a couple days before Shabbos, if you see him doing the work on Shabbos, you have to tell him to stop. The Mishnah Berurah says that as it's clear that this is only true if he's doing out of a tovas hana'ah. But if you set a price for him that you're going to pay him, then even if you see him doing it on Shabbos, you don't have to tell him to stop because he's doing that on his own free will. The Mishnah brings another point from the Magen Avraham that if you ask a non-Jew to do a job for you, such as make shoes for you or fix your shoes, make shoes for you, even if you didn't set a price for him, you don't have to stop him from doing it on Shabbos because it's not called your shoes yet. If the non-Jew wanted to sell it to someone else, he would be allowed to, so therefore there is no iser of him performing the malacha for you on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, Vim Haisa Malacha Mefursemes, V'yadua Shishel Yisrael, V'osa Osa Malacha Mefursem Tov L'Hachmir V'Lesor. If the malacha which is being done is something which is a public malacha that everybody could see it, and it is going to be obvious that it belongs to a Jew, then it's better to be machmir and not to allow this, even if you set an amount that you are going to give the non-Jew. The Mishnah Berurah explains, obviously, this is only going to apply when it is a malacha, which is clear that it belongs to a Jew, or a malacha which people are going to see the non-Jew doing. However, if it is a malacha which is done in private, then this would not apply. The Mishnah Berurah adds another important kula from the Chayei Adam, that if it is something which everyone knows is done by Kablanus, and even if it is something which is done in public, if everyone knows that you clearly gave it to him before Shabbos, and it's something which you paid him a set amount that you were going to give to him, but you did not hire him to work specifically on Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter, even in a melacha, which is done in public. And therefore, it will only be usher when it is done in the house of a Jew, as we said earlier. This is an important kula from the Chayei Adam.